From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Betsy Smith. The City of Columbia's Disabilities Commission and several disability-related organizations are hosting Missouri State House candidates to talk about disability issues before the November election. Candidates are expected to address issues related to employment, transportation, medication, and other challenges for citizens with disabilities. Commission Chair Chuck Graham says it's a great opportunity for voters with disabilities to meet the people who are running for office.
A lot of candidates in their campaign ads and don't address disability issues. So this is an opportunity to get the candidates to focus on the issues of importance to people with disabilities in the Boone County area.
The forum takes place at 11 tomorrow morning at Woodhaven in Columbia. A Southeast Missouri contractor has agreed to pay $25,000 to settle a claim that it discriminated against a black employee. The U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission announced the settlement today with Floyd's Equipment Incorporated in Sykeston. The agency said in a news release that issues arose after the employee complained that a foreman was repeatedly using a racial slur. The release says instead of disciplining the foreman, the black employee was demoted from being a backhoe operator to a job in another state. The employee ultimately was fired. Under the settlement, the company agreed to provide anti-discrimination training and develop policies. The company's owner didn't immediately return a phone message from the Associated Press. Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill is pounding Missouri voters with the message that her Republican challenger, State Attorney General Josh Hawley, wants to end health insurance protections for people with pre-existing conditions. Hawley says that's not true. He is among GOP candidates for Congress and governor across the country being forced to defend their stance on the issue. Democrats are demanding the Republicans say how they will preserve protections for people with pre-existing medical conditions, despite calling for repeal of former President Barack Obama's health care law. That protection has become one of the most popular provisions of the law. The University of Missouri is honoring its Nobel Prize-winning scientist with an unusual accolade, a dedicated bicycle rack slot. George Smith learned this month that he will share this year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry with two other scientists. Other schools have recognized their Nobel laureates with a dedicated parking space, but the 77-year-old faculty member is, by his own assessment, not a good driver. Smith told the Kansas City Star that he's no bike enthusiast, but that he lives less than a mile from the Columbia campus and bikes to work every day. It will be a standard bike rack, the same as those used by other bicyclists on campus. But the university plans to post a sign letting everyone know that this particular space belongs to a Nobel laureate. I'm Betsy Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.